You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is The Jerry Callahan Show.
Well, as we told you yesterday, the raid on Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach was the biggest backfire of all time. Not working out the way the media and the Democrats had hoped, but that only applies if they don't get what they really want now, which is another January 6th. They want violence. They want the Trumpkins. They want the deplorables to overreact, to commit violence, to throw a brick, to climb the walls of the Capitol again. That's what they're begging for. They're not even hiding it. That's what the media really wants. They want them. They want Trump's followers to go nuts again, and then they can say, "See, these people are violent insurrectionists." Like we said, they're terrorists. We'll play you some of the sound from the media and how they're begging, wishing, hoping for violence. And by the way, so is the FBI, of course. Joe Biden is on vacation. On vacation. Guy's done a thing in about a month. Was in isolation, was hiding out, double masked at home in the White House, and now he's off to Kiowa, and he was accompanied on the trip by a dangerous felon, a known criminal. We'll show you that video and tell you about that. Dr. Fauci he's happy that he's inspiring young doctors. He's such a role model. He's such a hero. The fans of Seattle didn't quite think so. We'll play you the video, show you the video when he threw out the first pitch. He had a better pitch this time. It was within the same zip code as home plate. But he didn't get the reaction he was hoping for. We warned you about the 87,000 new IRS agents. You thought they were just going to, be accountants and auditors. Oh no, they are going to be armed and dangerous. We have the ad that the IRS put out there. Sports betting is legal in Massachusetts 4 years after the Supreme Court legalized it. Stephen Colbert, this isn't quite as embarrassing as dancing with the vaccines, but his reaction to the raid on Mar-a-Lago is humiliating. And we're going to show you why Libs of TikTok is probably the most important account on Twitter, and why the mainstream media wants to cancel them. A shocking video that an actual therapist, a licensed therapist, posted on Libs of TikTok. It's mind-boggling. You're not going to believe it. We got that and lots more on today's Callahan Show, brought to you by ExpressVPN. All right, let me ask you something. What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did every minute of the day? Well, I think that'd be pretty creepy. Well, what if I told you that's exactly what happens every time you go online? Your internet provider, like AT&T or Verizon, is allowed to store logs of every website you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. That's why I always use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure service so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Now, many of you might be wondering, well, if I'm routing all my data through a VPN, then doesn't that just mean the VPN can see what I'm doing and log my data instead? And you're right to wonder that. Many VPNs claim to have no log policies, but have been caught logging customer activity. ExpressVPN is the only VPN I trust because they use trusted server technology. Stop letting people keep logs of what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/Callahan right now and find out how you can get 3 months free. Wow, your fans are checking in already. The comment line says, you are looking handsome, Ironhead. I don't know. Ironhead's looking handsome, if they say. You get a lot of compliments like that when I'm so good looking on video?
Yeah, I'm so good looking. You get to look at me every day.
Yeah, you know what it is? It must be the Nugenics. I think that's what it is, the Nugenics you've been taking.
Yeah.
makes you more virile and masculine. But speaking of virile and masculine, this is going to be interesting. Let me just say this is going to be interesting. We all know the raid on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago on Monday was unprecedented. It was un-American. It was outrageous. Even Democrats, even analysts on CNN and MSNBC are questioning the propriety of raiding a former president's home for documents that he was willing to give them. It was a show of force. It was an attempt to intimidate. It was more weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI against political enemies by the Biden regime, by the ruling class in Washington. I don't think there's a whole lot of doubt about that, but the whole narrative changes under one condition. Well, first of all, two conditions. One, if they actually found a smoking gun, as one analyst I was watching said, it better be the hottest, smokinest gun ever to legitimize this, to make this seem appropriate. But there's one other thing that has to happen to make Stephen Colbert even happier. Colbert called it Christmas morning on Monday night. He's giddy because they raided the home. He's not giddy about what they found or whether it's whether the warrant was appropriate or just some political hit job. He doesn't care. He just wants to embarrass Trump. That's what he lives for. There's no humor involved here. There's no jokes. It's just this Trump-hating lunatic gloating. You want to play it now? Go ahead. We'll play Colbert, and then I will tell you what part B of the plan. Part A. I'll do a Biden. Ready? There's two things that have to happen here. One, they have to raid the home and embarrass the president. Three, his fans, his supporters have to overreact. Those are the two things that have to happen. But I can't imagine if there is a violent reaction, if there is, violence at someone attacks the FBI headquarters or they, throw a brick at an FBI agent or they climb the walls of the Capitol again. This a-hole Colbert will be so friggin' giddy. It'll be ridiculous. But let's watch quickly how he reacted on Monday night to the raid.
Of course, it may be hot out there. You're the heroes. Stay hydrated. It may be hot outside, but in here, it's Christmas. Because yesterday, we all got the present we wanted. FBI agents raided Mar-a-Lago.
Honestly, if you were to say, I'm going to act like the biggest dick in the world. Just I'm going to act like the most obnoxious asshole in the world. Would you do anything different than Stephen Colbert does? Honestly,
no.
What is this? I mean, I guess I'd still vote for him dancing with the syringes to support the useless vaccine. But this is close. This is humiliating. He used to be a comedian. There used to be people who thought he was funny. I mean, all he is like a really animated, dramatic, Morning Joe or Chris Hayes. He's just a political commentator with lots of histrionics. That's all he is. I can't imagine. I mean, was anyone laughing? I mean, does anyone ever laugh?
They were cheering so loudly. But I will say the Colbert Report was very funny. Back in when he was on
those days are long gone.
Yes,
Joy Behar, you look at him and you say, she was a comedian? How did that work? But that was a typical reaction from the media, from the Democrats, from the Trump haters when they got news of the raid. And they're hoping now that there's a real smoking gun and an indictment and an arrest. That's the goal, to destroy Trump, to stop Trump from running in 2024. But I suspect there'll be nothing. I suspect there'll be, you know, documents that he didn't return, you know, promptly. It'll be like a library book that was overdue. It'll be no big deal. But it will absolutely work out for them, play into their hands, if Trump supporters overreact. Now, we saw the rally outside his home on Monday night. We know the people are pissed. I mean, really pissed. There are people like, on, you know, Jesse Waters is just irate, and he should be. I mean, there's people just disgusted with this. A politician, the president, using the Department of Justice, using the FBI to go after his political adversary, the one, his predecessor and his likely opponent in 2 years, using FBI agents with guns drawn to rifle through his bedroom, his wife's wardrobe, to break into his safe. Again, we've said it many times, so has everyone else. This is not supposed to happen in America. This is stuff you see in the Congo or Cuba or Liberia. It's just un-American, and everyone knows it. But just like on January 6th, when they opened the doors, I think under orders from Nancy Pelosi, they opened the doors to the Capitol and said, come on in, you knuckleheads, break stuff, you know, cause real havoc. And they use that, you know, hell, there's a year and a half later. If you turn on MSNBC or CNN, they lead with it. And all they do is talk about January 6th. And by the way, there's a theory out there that that's all they're looking for is Trump's connection to January 6th. That's why they took the phone from Congressman Scott Perry, General Scott Perry, is they want to tie this all into January 6th and hand it to the January 6th, the kangaroo court, the Liz Cheney committee that is going after anyone and everyone with connections to January 6th. That's the goal. But, and it works for them. It works if people overreact. So far, so good. People know it. They know it's a trap. They know it's a setup. They know that they can't. I think they know. I mean, obviously, there are millions of Trump supporters. There's got to be some lunatics out there. You know, there's got to be another Jacob Chansley with his face painted and his horns ready to get crazy in reaction to this. And I understand. Of course, you're upset. Of course, people are angry, disgusted with their country. That's why they, you know, everybody wants Trump to run again, to get revenge. They want a reckoning. They want Trump on day one to fire this sleazebag, Chris Wray, to fire Merrick Garland, to arrest and convict Merrick Garland. The guy is out of control, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm gonna give it through the weekend and see if they get their way, to see if some Trump can, to see if some deplorables overreact and play into their hands. But it's all one. We've talked about this, the uniparty, the permanent Washington, where the security, national security state, the DOJ, the FBI, the White House, now the White House, not with Trump there, and the media are all in it together. So almost on cue, the media says, oh, I got a bad feeling here. These people are angry. They're violent. You know, they got guns. It's going to get nuts. So you have people like, on MSNBC, you have Dana Milbank, who wrote a column from the Washington Post talking about how he really hopes he's wrong, but he thinks this is going to get violent. First of all, he doesn't hope he's wrong. He hopes for violence. He wants violence. He wants this narrative to play out. Secondly, his examples are all just anonymous Twitter. I mean, just anonymous. We gave an example of something Steven Crowder tweeted. Steven Crowder tweeted, this is total war, get ready, which is just an expression. Of course, he doesn't mean actual war. Steven Crowder means, you know, the war of ideas, the war of, you know, commentary, and the war of, you know, politics in 2022 and 2024. But that doesn't matter to these people. They heard the term war. They said, oh, Trump supporters are ready to get violent. And they actually talk about it. They talk about how this could lead to terrorism. I mean, terrorism, the only terrorism, domestic terrorism we've seen lately is Antifa, BLM, or pro-abortion people bombing or firebombing abortion crisis pregnancy centers, and people like Liz Warren encouraging it. That's the domestic terrorism we've seen lately. But they want Trump supporters to get violent so they can say, see, the people who support him are terrorists. Do we have Dana Milbank on MSNBC? This is essentially on orders from the White House, you know, from the people who are pulling the strings. Again, not Biden. He's clueless. He's off on vacation. We'll get to that. But this is the Washington Post, one of the hacks, career hacks, awful, terrible writer, but he's got a permanent job at DC because he supports the right team. This is him predicting terrorism from Trump supporters in the wake of the outrageous raid on Mar-a-Lago. Go ahead.
Dana, one of the sort of key theories in your book, The Destructionist, is talking about the fact that, you know, you trace this back to Newt Gingrich. You trace this back to the contract with America. That is where the beginning of the Republican Party sort of going off the rails begins. With that in mind, it's been almost 30 years since we saw that sort of transformation. What do you think is a potential worst case scenario here? You know, in August of 2018, 2 years into the Trump administration, he was tweeting about how he wanted Jeff Sessions to stop the witch hunt. He has now shown himself capable of literally raising a terrorist army to attack the Capitol. Do you think that this raid on his home will lead to domestic violence, domestic terror, or any other sort of violent reaction as he claims that he's been violated in his home?
Well, Jason, God willing, it won't. But that is exactly the concern right now. And if you look at to go back to the 90s, as you just were, before the Oklahoma City bombing, there was a whole lot of things building up to that, a lot of smaller skirmishes and incidents, and a whole lot of heated rhetoric coming from Republican lawmakers, from conservative talk radio at the time. And it got heated and more heated. And then we had that catastrophic event. I think some people who follow these things closely are worried that we've been building towards just such a moment right now with the rising amount of violence we've seen from right-wing domestic terrorists, who are the lion's share of domestic terrorism right now.
Stop that.
Very real concern.
God, this is a mainstream media guy. A lion's share? Have you paid it to? First of all, you're a liar. Secondly, you're a scumbag. I mean, think of that. The lion's share of domestic terrorists. Do you want to, I mean, if you had an honest reporter, say, give me some examples. I'll give you examples of, there were literally 600 riots from BLM and Antifa in 2020. 600, 2,000 cops injured, $2 billion in damages, to 25 people murdered. And he says the lion's share is right-wing domestic terrorists. It's just a lie. I mean, that's not an opinion. That's just a lie. God, that's just, and that's the Washington Post, NBC. These are mainstream, you know, political hacks who are connected to the you know, Biden regime, carrying their water. The lion's share, hell, just in the last 2-3 months, all we've seen is attacks on crisis pregnancy centers and Supreme Court justices. Did you notice that, Dana Milbank? You lying hack. Did you notice that a guy was arrested for attempted murder on Brett Kavanaugh? Did you notice that one of the Bernie bros took his AR-15 and shot Steve Scalise and wanted to kill all the Republicans? And you're talking about Oklahoma City. By the way, that's obscene. Obscene, talking about another Oklahoma City because people outside Mar-a-Lago are waving flags and mocking the media. And saying that that the whole thing is illegitimate, the whole raid was just political. 168 people were killed in Oklahoma City, and including 20 children. By the way, the guy, they blew up, and by the way, that was 27 years ago. How about we just go back, I don't know, 2 months and look at the domestic terrorism? You hack, you lying freaking scumbag. God, I can't stand that. Oh, watch out for those right-wing terrorists. You're just carrying water for the regime. Yeah, you're lying. You know that's not true. I mean, you got January 6th. That's all they got. That's all they got. January 6th, where the only person killed was an Air Force veteran, unarmed Air Force veteran, about 5 feet tall, shot in the throat by a corrupt Capital City cop. But Anyway, that's so if you are a deplorable, if you are a Trump supporter and you're thinking about, I don't know, throwing a brick, you know, you're thinking about climbing a wall, you are playing into their hands. That's what they want. This is just like January 6th when they said, open the doors and go nuts, guys, because politically nothing could benefit a hack like Dana Milbank or Jason, whatever his name is, Jason Johnson. Those guys are begging. They're begging Trump supporters to overreact. Don't do it. Don't take the bait. That's all I'm going to say.
It's all by example, though, because they're lying so openly. Yesterday, Joe Biden came out and said there was 0% inflation in the month of July this year.
So, yeah, and that's one thing. Biden's a liar. Biden lies every day. He lies like he walks. Well, he lies better than he walks. He horribly gets out of bed and he lies. He just lies every day. And so does Karine Jean-Pierre. But these frauds are supposed to be media members. I mean, they're supposed to have some sense of, you know, journalistic ethics, and they just lie. They say 0%. Again, if you in the last year, the best analogy for this, you know, is I'll look at you, Ironhead, and you give an example. Say in the last year,
I am handsome.
You let yourself go and you gained 100 pounds, mm-hmm. and you weighed yourself at the end of June, and you were like, you know, I don't know, 273 pounds. And then you weighed yourself at the end of July and you were still 273 pounds. Would you say you're fit? You're healthy? You're at your playing weight? That's what happened. The country, because of this insane spending spree by this out of control administration, the country gained 100 pounds in the last year. And in July, it didn't gain anything. So Joe Biden declared the country fit as a fiddle because it's only 100 pounds overweight, but didn't get any fatter in July because gas prices went down because people stopped using gas because they were so friggin' high. They cut back on the demand. But that drives me nuts when the media just lies, right wing terror. They have January 6th. Every other example is coming from the other side. I mean, you're on the same team as Antifa, you scumbag. You're on the same team as BLM, which firebombed and, you know, burned and killed and destroyed cities and burned police stations down and firebombed pregnancy crisis centers and tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh. That's your team, Dana Milbank. But hey, they're comfortable with criminals. Our president, we'll get to this. Our president went on vacation. God, he needs a vacation because he's worked so hard for the last month to some donor's house in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. And if you haven't seen it, you want to talk about brazen. You want to talk about just throwing it in the face of half the country. After Trump got raided, we went through, obviously, the list of criminals who the DOJ, the FBI has no interest in investigating, of course, beginning with the Clintons. Bill Clinton, who made dozens of trips to Pedophile Island with Jeffrey Epstein, probably had sex with underage girls there because that's what you did when you went there. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails, as we know, had classified material on her server in her home. I mean, hell, the list of crimes from Hillary Clinton is endless. But the best example of course, is Hunter Biden. And he's become kind of a cartoon character for obvious reasons. You know, he's a joke, but he's a criminal. I mean, he's a flat out felon. He's a criminal. We've seen it. He recorded it. We don't have speculation. We don't have he said, she said. We have stone cold facts. We see him doing crack. We see him with escorts, call girls, hookers, underage, probably Russian, probably illegal immigrant hookers. We've seen for chapter and verse of the influence peddling scam where he sells influences to his father. Hell, we had the text yesterday. Did we even talk about it yesterday? I know we had it. The text yesterday proving that he kicked back money to his father and paid bills for his father on his father's various luxury homes, because that was the deal. You sell my name for millions, you kick back 10%, and you cover all my expenses. That's how it worked. He was the front man for the Biden crime family. That's how it worked. It's all in black and white. It is documented. It's on the laptop. I know, I feel like we've done this a million times, but that guy, that criminal, that corrupt sociopath who has over and over again lied on a gun form, crack, hookers, you name it. That guy was on Air Force One with the president yesterday. That guy who doesn't care, doesn't worry, doesn't think twice about being investigated by the FBI, who's had the laptop for 2 years. They have the laptop with all the proof of this guy's schemes and scams and rackets, that they have it and they don't investigate. That outfit raided President Trump's home because they say he had some documents that he hadn't returned on time to the National Archives. That's the allegation. We'll find out more, I'm sure. Maybe there'll be some wild crime that we haven't heard about. But this guy's on the plane on Air Force One with Secret Service around him, with one of his wives or one of his kids. I think he brought little Bo, his son.
I was going to say it's probably one of his sister-in-laws.
By the way, I can't keep track of his marriages, but he brought this kid, little kid Bo, and the poor kid. I mean, again, it's not the kid's fault. His father's a scumbag. His grandfather's a corrupt old man. And Joe Biden is fawning over him on the tarmac and pointing out. And I'm thinking, you are just such a creep. You have a grandchild in Arkansas, 3 years old, Navy Roberts is her name, weird name, but, and you don't acknowledge her existence. You are a bad person. You are not a good grandfather just because you're doting over the kid on the tarmac for the cameras. We know how you treat grandchildren if you disapprove of their mother's occupation. We've seen that. You ignore them. You pretend they don't exist. You don't put up a Christmas stocking for the poor child because her mother was a stripper and her father's a scumbag crackhead. Anyway, think of the optic. They know how that's going to look. They know that people are saying you raid Mar-a-Lago, but you never even think to knock on Hunter's door when you have proof of, I would say, hundreds of felonies, hundreds. If you read the laptop from hell, if you read the New York Post and the Daily Mail, obviously the mainstream media lied about it. They will continue to lie about it. They said it was Russian disinformation. They said it wasn't legit news. We've gone through that. But you know this guy is a stone cold criminal, a felon. He is on Air Force One heading to vacation with the president of the United States for a week while Trump's house, well, the FBI is going through Melania's underwear drawer. It's just so obscene. I hope people acknowledge it, realize it, and I hope I was right yesterday and this just blows up in their face and it's the ultimate backfire because just looking, it's just me. Look at Hunter. He's walking up the stairs onto Air Force One right next to his father like, look at me. You people think they're going to get me? No way. I'm on the, they're not going to touch me. The FBI has my laptop. They got all the video. They got all the pictures. They know those women are underage. They know I'm smoking crack. They know I'm selling influence to my father. The CEO of the company has gone on record and talked about and laid out the whole scam. The FBI doesn't have to investigate. Hunter did it for him. He handed it to him. Here you go. Here's all the facts. Here's all the documentation you need to prove a case against me. They don't care. They're busy going after Trump's, Biden's political enemies and anybody in Trump's orbit. They're busy seizing cell phones of sitting congressmen or lawyers while this scumbag goes to Keogh with dad to celebrate their many, many millions that they've made selling influence to our adversaries. By the way, he made most of his money in China and Russia. China and Russia and Ukraine. That's how Hunter has made his money. That's the money he's kicked back to the big guy. Someday, probably after he's out of office and they don't care anymore, we'll learn. We won't learn. We know everything. They'll admit what a criminal he is, what a corrupt administration this is. But until then, they will continue to use the FBI and the DOJ to go after all their enemies. I'm telling you, I said this on Tucker on Monday with Will Cain. Donald Trump Jr. is next. Eric Trump's next. Laura Trump's next. Kimberly Guilfoyle, they are next. They're going to seize their cell phones. They're going to search their apartments. Get ready. Hopefully they're prepared because, you know, they see the way this lawless regime operates, but they're coming after Donald Trump's family. As I said, they don't care how it looks. They no longer care about the public image, the public perception. They are coming after anybody. It's, you know, baptism day for the Corleone family, and they're coming after all the enemies of the regime. They have a complicit FBI and a complicit DOJ. They search out judges like this creep Bruce Reinhart in Florida, this judge magistrate. I love how the people on MSNBC and CNN say they must have something. A judge signed off on the warrant. Well, the judge is a Trump-hating lunatic who is not a federal judge. He's a judge in Florida who just hates Trump, who recused himself from another Trump case. It was Trump versus Clinton. He recused himself because he hated Trump. This time, he didn't recuse himself. He signed off on the warrant to conduct the raid because he hates Trump. I mean, he's tweeted Facebook posts, donated to Obama. He's tweeted and posted on Facebook how much he hates Trump. And that guy signs a warrant, and people in the media are going to pretend it's legit. It's insane. It's insane. All right. Before we move on, we got lots of comments here. Anything good?
Oh, yeah. I've been popping them up, but
okay.
Has it been going?
I'm trying to do a show here.
Well, that's why I didn't want to interrupt you. So that's why I was just popping them up. If you see him, you see him.
Biden walks around like one of the elf puppets from A Year Without Santa Claus. It is uncomfortable. That walk, that old man gait is getting worse. And it's, you kind of hold your breath when he's going up the stairs of Air Force One.
Oh, every time.
Like who's going to catch him? He went up the stairs next to Hunter. Probably had that Hunter, that breath, that boozy drug breath on him. And he was probably and there was no one behind him. So if he fell, it would have been right down the stairs all the way to the bottom. It would have been ugly. But
Hunter, you got crack mouth.
I think there'll be limited media access. Tomorrow, Friday, they pass his latest boondoggle, this insane climate change bill, Inflation Reduction Act, which is laughable. But they pass that tomorrow, so he'll probably pop out of whatever vacation mansion he's using down there and gloat. But other than that, I don't think we'll see much of Joe Biden for the next week because, you know, he really needs a vacation. All that isolating at home has just worn him out. By the way, before we move on, I mentioned the IRS. We'll get to the let me do Nugenics, and then we'll get to the IRS story. Because I mean, like I said, these people aren't even being subtle. They're not even trying to hide it. They're not hiring 87,000 auditors or agents. They're hiring 87,000 goons, foot soldiers, to come after their political enemies, to come after you and me and anybody else. And they're having trouble defending this. I think people who are in the middle they're saying they're going to audit everybody. They're more than doubling the size of the IRS just to audit their enemies. That's it. We are headed into a scary time. If the Republicans don't take the House and the Senate and do everything they can to repeal this madness, we are heading into a police state like we've never seen. There are going to be not everybody's going to get a knock at the door. And when they answer the door, they're going to see an IRS agent there with a gun. We'll tell you about that. And we'll get to that, that Libs of TikTok video, which is nuts. And of course, Fauci, the repulsive Dr. Fauci bragging about what an inspiration he is and getting booed in a extremely blue place the other night. I don't think people love you as much as you think they do, evil elf. But first, let me do Nugenics. Hey guys, let me ask you, are you getting up there in age and feel like you can't get in shape anymore? It's not your fault. As men age, our bodies naturally lose free testosterone, the man hormone. It happens to every man and can make it more difficult to stay in shape and be energetic and active. You want more energy to counter the negative physical effects of aging? Well, Nugenics Total T Testosterone Booster with Testofen will help you turn back the clock, re-energize your workouts, get better results in the gym, and help you look and feel like the man you really want to be. While every product professes quality, many other products use generic ingredients that are often far less than clinical grade. With Nugenix Total T, you get the same clinical potency levels used in the trials. And Nugenix's formula is backed by 10 years of science and research. Re-energize your life and help get back that winning edge you had in your youth. You can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text Jerry to 231-231. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever. Text Jerry to 231-231. Message and data rates apply. Terms available at Nugenix.com/terms. We talked, obviously, about the 87,000 new IRS agents. It's amazing. IRS is going to be bigger than the State Department, the Border Patrol, the FBI, all combined. There's going to be, I went to like five times more people at the IRS than the Pentagon. It's just, and it's going to be the biggest bloated bureaucracy we've ever seen, all for the purpose of squeezing working people, small businesses, squeezing them, intimidating them. That's how it works. Again, there's only 700 and something billionaires in this country. I don't think you need 87,000 agents to audit 700 billionaires. You need it to audit middle-class, working-class people. And that's where they make the money. When you audit rich people get lawyers, rich people get accountants, and they fight it. When you audit some guy making $38,000 a year, he just pays. You say, here, you're this, you owe us another $1,200. They just pay to make it go away. This is a revenue-producing scheme to intimidate people into just handing their money over to make the IRS go away. But they made a mistake. The IRS tweeted out, was this tweeted out or just posted an ad for their new, you know, obviously they have to hire new goons. And they have the job requirements on there. We have it on the screen here if you're watching along. You have to work a minimum of 50 hours per week. Wow. Which may include irregular hours and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. You must maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to threatening situations. But here's the best part. Your 87,000 new IRS agents, quote, they better be prepared to, quote, carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. We told you how the IRS had $20 million. Is it $20 million worth of guns and ammo is part of the latest spending boondoggle. The IRS wants people who will carry a firearm and be willing to use it. This is the Internal Revenue Service. They are not messing around. I will say that. This administration has long since stopped caring about optics. This looks so bad. I can't imagine. I mean, there's probably polls saying like 89% of the public is against this, but they won't, you know, the media will bury those or ignore those because... Are you telling me like Democrats, Biden supporters, the 81 million voter people who voted for him support this? They support? I mean, there's going to be four times more people auditing you, auditing small businessmen, middle-class people than protecting our border. We could have 87,000 armed people protecting children in schools. We could have 87,000 armed agents protecting the southern border. Stopping fentanyl, stopping criminals from coming into our country. Instead, we have 87,000 people who will all be in the IRS union, by the way, which gives 100% of its donation to Democrats, if you haven't already figured out this whole scheme. Instead, we have 87,000 IRS agents to harass people, hardworking, honest people who didn't vote for Joe Biden. It is frightening to me. Am I the only one who sees that and says,
no,
that is freaking scary?
Well, it reads like an FBI agent job posting. Like, why would they need to arrest people or any of that? They're supposed to be desk people.
That's what I thought. If someone needed to be arrested for you know, tax evasion, then they call the FBI, or then they call some other federal law enforcement agency or the local police. I didn't know the FBI pulled out their weapon and said, hands up or lay down on the ground and handcuff. I mean, that's apparently the plan going forward. We've never seen anything like this. I don't think you can overstate the chilling nature of the direction the Biden administration is going in. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. And it's not going to be fun. It is not going to be pleasant. I tried to find out if the Republicans could stop this if they take the House. And I think they have to take the House and the Senate, and then they could stop it. And obviously they could stop it in 2024. And I wonder if the people getting these jobs know that they could get fired, you know, in 6 months if Biden loses both houses. But they don't care, man. They don't care. They want to set the – and I love the idea that if you don't cheat on your taxes, what do you get to worry about? I mean, people get audited all the time who don't cheat. It is frightening. It is not a pleasant experience. And most people are willing to pay whatever it takes to make it go away, you know, so they don't end up in jail. That's the goal, to intimidate you, to squeeze you, and to make you pay if you didn't vote for this administration. But the other thing that's going to happen, maybe it'll happen if they take the House and the Senate, but definitely if Donald Trump returns to the White House, is the evil elf, Dr. Fauci, will finally meet his ignominious end, to be given the boot out the door. I can't wait for that day. But we got a couple of videos here. Fauci, I don't know, there's some conference of egghead idiots. Just to review, Fauci's been wrong about everything. Fauci was wrong. Fauci did more destruction to this country than any bureaucrat has ever done. He pushed school closing. He pushed lockdowns. He pushed forced masking. He pushed vaccine mandates. Every bad idea started with the little evil gnome. And then he denies it afterwards. And then someone digs out the video and proves he was lying. I mean, he's just a snake. He's just the worst of the worst. And on top of that, he funded the research in the Wuhan lab that started the whole thing. So he kind of bankrolled the pandemic. And on the side, he likes to kill and torture beagles. It was a tough week for him. It's been a tough week for him. I forgot about this. Not only did he get booed at a baseball game, but a court forced them to free 4,000 beagles from one of these labs where they breed beagles so they can sell them to Fauci, so Fauci can torture and kill them, because that's what he's into. They freed the beagles, and they're still working on finding them homes. I think they've found, like, I don't know, half of them homes already. It's a great organization. I forget the name. But if you want to adopt, you can Google it if you want to adopt one of these beautiful beagles that was saved from the Fauci torture chambers. Man, he hates that. There's a picture. I tweeted it out. There's a photo of Trump with a beagle on his lap, and I tweeted out that those are the two things in this world Fauci hates the most: beagles and Donald Trump. And they both look pretty happy in the photo. But do you want to do the video where the conference where he's talking about how it's an honor to, you know, inspire young doctors and who want to be like him? He is such a friggin' narcissist. He's such an egomaniac. He's that character in the movie Malice, which was done brilliantly by Alec Baldwin, where he says, "I am God." It's a great scene. That's Fauci. I mean, you know, I'm sure Alec Baldwin's a foot taller, but that's Fauci.
He tries to come off as humble, which is the grossest part.
No, it doesn't work. Let's listen to Fauci's attempt to be humble in front of this fawning audience. Go ahead.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, you know, as trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice, but I mean, it's. People go to medical school now. People are interested in science, not because of me, because most people don't know me, who I am. My friends know me, my wife knows me, but people don't know me. It's what I symbolize, and what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies and all the things you're seeing going on in society from January 6th to everything else that goes on, people are craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
God, what a repulsive human being.
Nothing January like a scientist. Yeah, I was going to say, nothing like a scientist to bring up January 6th.
Yeah. Don't forget, if you criticize him, that means you criticize science. Oh. And there's never been a guy with a God complex like this little monster. Honest to God. If your kid is 2 years behind in school, thank him. You know, if you lost your small business, your bar, your gym, thank him. That if you know, someone in your family is depressed because they were isolated, thank that little scumbag. Honest to God. It's the Fauci effect. People want to go to medical school and be like me. I can't stand people who defend him and don't know what he's done, don't really know the destruction he has wrought. But I don't think it's working. I think by the time the next president comes in, he says he's going to retire. The only way he retires is if he knows the next president's going to fire him on day one, which he will, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or anyone else. Yeah, good point by Rich. Thank God for Rand Paul. Rand Paul has done more for this country exposing this fraud. And he'll continue to, by the way, because Fauci won't quit. I mean, he's got his guy. He got Biden elected, and Biden has assured him a job for life. He makes more than anyone in the history of the federal government. He's going to make more in retirement. His pension's going to be higher than the president's salary. It's the whole thing is obscene. And he's such a slime ball. But he threw out the first pitch in Seattle, which I don't even know what he was doing in Seattle. I'm sure he was making an appearance, making a bunch of money. That's what he does. He's probably speaking to a group at a drug conference or a group of Pfizer billionaires, and they were paying him because that's what he does. But he must have thought, I'm in Seattle. They love me. This is the bluest of blue places. They must love me. Let's watch as the evil elf takes the mound to attempt to throw a ball like 20 feet. Go ahead. That is so good. He is the worst. But I'm not sure he's going to do that so much anymore because he thinks, you know, people love me. Not so much there, little man. Not so much. All right, let's do Shane. Then we're going to get to sports betting legal in Massachusetts. Finally, you know what this means? That my friend Mutt no longer has to drive to New Hampshire and pull over in a rest area and to make his bets. Well, actually, he'll still probably be up there pulling over in the rest areas, but he won't be gambling up there. He can gamble at home. Yeah, he'll do other things. He'll do other things. And the most outrageous video, TikTok video, we've seen from libs of TikTok, we're going to show you a licensed therapist and what her goal here is to do. The people she wants to protect and help destigmatize. It's sickening. But first, let me do Shea Concrete. You know what they can do for you. You know, this summer, you got to do a summer home improvement project. I got one for you. New precast concrete steps. Whether you're building a new home or you're remodeling an old one, Shea has great values on precast concrete steps with designs that will fit your home. There are many options available, including concrete, but you can also customize with beautiful stone or brick. A new staircase will dramatically upgrade the front entrance of your home, giving you a much better curb appeal. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood. They remove the old steps, bring in new steps within hours. You got a whole new look, and your house looks better and is worth more. This isn't just an expense. This is an investment, an upgrade in your home. With one phone call, Shea will deliver a turnkey installation experience. In a few hours, you'll have a brand new front entrance, and you will love it. You can learn more about Shea's precast concrete steps at SheaConcrete.com. Also at SheaConcrete.com, you got to look for a job, a good one. Shea is hiring. They're always hiring. The business is good. It is booming. Right now, they have between 15 and 20 open positions. These are career opportunities for all different types of people with all different types of skill sets. All you got to do is pass a drug test. It only took 4 years. The Supreme Court legalized sports betting in 2018. The Massachusetts, the governor, the rhino coward, Charlie Baker, signed the legislation to legalize sports betting. Here's what I don't get. So the legislation's signed. It's in the law. Why can't you just have it today? Oh, they said it's the Mass Gaming Commission has to come out, work out all the details. Well, you know what? If it's legal and say someone at Encore or someone at whatever, say someone at the neighborhood liquor store said, I'm going to take your bets, come bet against the Red Sox. What are they going to do, raid you? If some guy, some bookie's taking bets, is he going to get raided and charged with a crime when it was already been legalized just because they haven't worked out the details and just how much the city, the town, the state's got to skim off the top? I understand you need regulations, but why do you have to wait 3-4 months? Why don't they have it done by kickoff of the first week? A couple of interesting things. This is the 31st state that has now legalized sports betting. 31 states. That happened pretty quick when you think about it. I mean, I always think of places, you know, like Utah and I don't know I think the people who lag behind were the places that have the most corrupt bureaucracies, like Massachusetts, where you make sure everyone gets a piece of it. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the revenue. They care about what do I get? And that's probably the way it went down. We've had the lottery for over 50 years, the state sponsored legalized gambling, which victimizes poor people, working class people the most, and gets them hooked to scratch cards and all that. It seems amazing that through all that time, they've managed to say, oh no, sports betting, or before that, you know, gambling, blackjack and poker, that would be immoral. Oh, would you like to buy a new $5 scratch card? I mean, it just, the moral argument fell apart years ago when you think about it, when the state is the biggest bookmaker there is. So that kind of didn't fly, and eventually they had to scrap it. But there's some regulation, like you can't bet on college sports, except if it's a tournament in state, but who cares? All people want to do is bet on the Patriots. You know, they just want to bet on the Patriots. Wouldn't you agree, Ironhead? I mean, they want to bet on NFL games on Sunday in the fall.
NFL in general, not even just, there's so many prop bets, parlays, games on. Everyone's always watch. For the most part, too, people who watch football will watch all Sunday long so they can throw money on it.
And I think, I mean, I've been to plenty of casinos. I've been to Encore a million times. I live near there. I go there, go to the restaurants, go meet friends. And I'm not a gambler. I mean, I have, and I just never got hooked. I have enough vices. But sports books are pretty cool places where you get all the big games up on the screens and you could put down whatever you put down 20 or put like you put down a dollar. You bet a dollar on Kevin Kisner, put a dollar down just to make things interesting, or put 20 or 50 or 100 and then have a few beers. They got a great sports bar at Encore. I'm sure they do at MGM and every other casino. I mean, it just enhances the experience. And again, it just seems looking back that you're going to say, no, we can't have that. It's immoral. It's unethical. It just doesn't make any sense. So it's about time. Congratulations to all my degenerate friends, including obnoxious Boston fan and Mutt and everybody else. And you, Ironhead, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to take this to...
But you live, so you're right over the border and you're fine betting. There are no credit card bets allowed by law.
What?
I guess I understand why you're trying to save someone from just breaking the bank and ruining their life by breaking out the credit card and putting it all on a couple NFL games. But can't you just take your credit card and get cash? Or I guess that would be limited. I mean, you can't use a credit card like in a slot machine either, I don't think.
But yeah, because like online betting, you'll be able to do, which you have
you can
do.
Of course, you have to, but I don't think at the casinos you can whip out your credit card and say, max out on the Dolphins or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, I guess, protecting people from just completely bankrupting themselves when they're feeling, when they get drunk and they're, got a good feeling about a game. But it'll be interesting. I think the whole scene at this place's Encore MGM plan is going to be pretty intense in the fall when it happens, mid-season. not happening on opening kickoff for whatever reason. But and I see one of the partners for the three casinos, one I think is Plainville, is Barstool. So I expect every Sunday you'll be able to meet Kirk Minahan at the sportsbook out in Plainville. He'll be greeting, meet and greet. He'll be like Willie Mays, meeting and greeting at the casino, helping you, you know, talking football, talking sports with all his people, all the stoolies out there at, I don't even know where that is. Where's Plainville?
Let's see.
You know nothing. You're supposed to be a degenerate gambler. You don't even know where a casino is.
I'm not a degenerate. I don't know.
You only bet on Live Golf. Have you been on Live Golf yet, or you can't do it yet?
I still can't do it yet.
Still can't do it. They need that, of course, and they need a TV deal, which hasn't happened yet. David Faraday, by the way, was asked why he went, and he said, for the money. they paid me a lot of money. He was honest, unlike some of those guys. He was honest, but we got to get to everybody wants to talk about Fauci and what a
by Attleboro.
At least Fauci admitted COVID was man-made. Only truthful thing he's ever said. I'm not sure he did. He might have said it's possible, but I don't think he said yes. It was created in a lab, which we bankrolled.
I think he heavily implied that it was. I don't think he straight.
Fauci is one of those people that someday will look back and say, "Could you believe he was ever respected? He was listened to." Trump didn't fire him. I find that amazing. Looking back, the guy undermined Trump at every term. Celebrated when Trump. Lost, he was thrilled, and he used to do press conferences every day. I mean, we all thought he was on the level for, I don't know, a month, but that was 2.5 years ago. He was exposed 2 years ago, and some people still, yesterday or 2 days ago, he was talking about how people really have to start masking again, and he can't believe people aren't willing to mask. And I'm going, mask? You haven't presented a shred of evidence for 2 years that masks work. They don't, particularly not the ones that people use, the cheap ones. Stop with the masks. I think it's not going to work. I know we're expecting the midterm variant in October to affect the election, to allow them to use drop boxes and mail-in ballots again. I don't think people are going to buy it. Rich says Fauci should be in jail. Absolutely, 100%. Fauci should die in jail. I mean, he's 81, 82 already. That's where he should spend his dying years, in prison, for the destruction he did to families, to children, to business, to the economy. I mean, it's because of Fauci, people died alone in nursing homes. Their family couldn't visit. People had funerals with three people at them. To bury their parents and grandparents because of Fauci. That is what he did. Okay, I got to move on. I'm getting pissed here. Now I'm going to feel much better once we do this
This won't piss you off at all.
No. This won't bother me at all. From Lake Erie. I mean, Erie. Is it Erie, Pennsylvania? I think it's Erie. I mean, this is not from San Francisco. This is not from Cambridge. This is from Erie, Pennsylvania. I think most people know, but Libs of TikTok is a great account on Twitter. All she does, because she was doxxed by the Washington Post. But let me set this up. I said Libs of TikTok finds videos from lunatics, leftist liberal lunatics, and just reposts them. That's why it's called Libs of TikTok. These are TikTok videos. She posts them on Twitter. She has lots of followers, and most of them are infuriating. You know, it's about kids, little, you know, 3 and 4 year olds being transitioned by their domineering parents and stuff like that. Or, you know, drag queen story hour, you know, people grooming children in school, that kind of stuff. They do videos for some reason. Teachers will post videos about their, you know, non-binary kids, and a Libs of TikTok woman will post it. Think of that. That's what she does. That's pretty much all she does. For that, she's been suspended by Twitter in the past, and the Washington Post and the New York Times went after her. Taylor Lorenz, that creep, reporter, doxxed her and her family, exposed her, trying to destroy her because she reposts videos of lunatic liberals like this. But anyway, You got to hear this one. I don't know her name, but she calls herself a licensed therapist, a sex therapist, and a licensed, whatever it is, counselor, licensed counselor and sex therapist, which means, see this room? Obviously the room looks nuts. The next room's the waiting room. There's some kid or some guy who likes kids in the next room waiting for an appointment with this person. But listen to this person proudly come to the defense, show support for pedophiles. Go ahead.
Folks, my name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person-first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors.
This is so insane. I want to know how the authorities aren't knocking on her door. You don't defend minor attracted people or pedophiles, which obviously are criminals, violent criminals, who, by the way, aren't rehabilitatable. You can't rehabilitate a pedophile. It doesn't work. So if you're defending them, I think there's only one of two things. She's either a pedophile herself, or someone close to her, like her husband or whatever, is a pedophile. There's got to be a person in her life or her who is a minor attracted person. You don't just, you know, abstractly, indirectly say, oh, those poor folks, you know, whatever, Jared Fogle, you know, the poor guy, or, you know, Father Gagin, I'm not a poor guy, he's a minor attracted, and we can't stigmatize him. That's a crime, a violent crime, perhaps the worst crime a person could commit short of murder. And she defends them and wants us to stop stigmatizing and marginalize them. You can't, she can't be treating people as a therapist if her goal is to destigmatize child molestation. That has to be a crime at some level, doesn't it?
I think so.
I mean, I know I got her pronouns. I got her hometown, or her hometown and her title. I love to know her, you know, relationship with her significant other. Is he or she of 12. Age?
I was going to say 12.
Has he or she reached puberty yet? Or she probably pumped her full of puberty blockers. Oh, is that sick? But if you're not following Libs of TikTok, you should, because that's the kind of people you meet. People who want to stop being so mean to minor MAPS. She calls them MAPS. Minor attracted people, because pedophile is just so, it's just so stigmatizing. Poor guy, poor people, poor folks. But, anyway. Yeah, we're busy raiding Trump for overdue, you know, whatever documents, but not her, not Hunter either, not Fauci. The criminals are running free. There's your title for today's show. The criminals are running free. More of these scumbags are just coming out of the woodwork. But anyway, let's leave it there. Ironhead, anything else? What else did I miss? We had a long list. But
we missed Trump's smoke show lawyer.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit.
We can do that tomorrow.
What the hell with it? It's Thursday.
We can do it today. Go ahead.
Throw her up there. I want to do this now, because Trump has always been obsessed with looks. I don't know if you noticed. That's generally why, that's why an image and stuff. That's why he hired that Rex, what's his face, his Secretary of State, was a disaster because he thought he looked tough. But his lawyers, he's got two lawyers who are now on TV fighting the good fight. And they're both smoke shows. One's even more than the other. But one, this was the one on the ground in Mar-a-Lago when they served the warrant. She was there, and she is stunning, and she's pretty good too. She went right at the the Biden administration, the DOJ. She held nothing back. But somehow I wasn't surprised that this was Donald Trump's lawyer. Go ahead.
Here with more, Trump attorney who was blocked from viewing the search at Mar-a-Lago, Lindsey Halligan is with us. Lindsey, thank you for being with us. Let's talk about that day. Let's talk about the FBI arriving. What happened?
Hi, Mr. Hannity. So I arrived around 11 a.m. and
this is a very happy about 30
she is stunning. She's stunning.
Like, she's like 80s hot. She's got like 80s face.
Yeah, it's like, who she look like? She looks like a Playboy or a SI swimsuit model look, you know? She's got a tan, a little glow to her. She's got kind of a crazy eyes, don't you think? I mean, this is Trump's kind of girl.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think she went to law school or anything, but she's a great lawyer.
She looks like an 80s Van Halen fan.
Right.
That's what I get.
What's her name? Lindsey Halligan. I don't know if she's going to end up being one of those TV lawyers, but see the little picture on the corner here of the other one, Haba. What's her? Alina Haba.
Mm-hmm.
That's his other lawyer, and she's almost as hot. She came up on the same show, and she's almost as hot. Man, Trump knows how to pick them. I don't know if she's got. Actually, she was pretty good. I thought she might sound like an idiot and moron, but Trump sometimes hires based on looks.
Well, as soon as she said, "Hey, Mr. Hannity," I went, "Uh oh." I was like,
hi, Sean. So nice to finally meet you. Oh man, that's Trump's lawyer, and hopefully she gets a lot more airtime. Hopefully she becomes a star because. She is a looker, but that's how that Trump knows how to pick them. You know,
I'm predicting an iCloud collapse with her.
A Star Is Born, as we pointed out with Tudor Dixon and others, Kristi Noem and others. Our side, we got an edge in one category for sure. We have the better looking ladies. That is without a doubt. But anyway, hope she does the job and does it well, protecting Donald J. Trump. But we'll leave it there for today. That was good. I'm glad I didn't forget that. She was, man. Anyway, thanks to everybody for watching and listening and commenting. Thank you to you, Ironet, and to our guy, Graham. That will do it for today. Tomorrow, you got to sign up at callahan.locals.com. Tomorrow is just our locals family, but we're going to do it. We'll show up. No commercials, by the way, just us. Check it out. Callahan.locals.com. Did I have that right again?
You got it. You're nailing it.
Callahan.locals.com. Check it out. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is the Callahan Show. We'll do it again tomorrow, only on locals.
Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not.
Who thinks it takes- like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify.
Well, the tide is turning in Massachusetts after years of watching Democrats raise taxes, hinder local businesses, silence the voices of parents, and disrespect the police. The people have had enough. Go to massgop.org to learn more, get involved, or make a contribution.